Mexico's cartel war has killed more than 28,000 people in 4 years, and we've dedicated a lot of time to covering that violence. Now a story about collateral damage. A trio of famous Prohibition-era cantinas in Mexican border cities have survived more than 80 turbulent years, but now find that their businesses have become casualties of the drug war. NPR's John Burnett reports.
On this day, a headline in El Diario screams, Juarez is the center of the country's narco war. That can't be good for business at the Kentucky Club, a venerable saloon 3 blocks from the Santa Fe International Bridge that's been here since 1920. Actually, in these times, the wave of violence here in Juarez is tremendous, says Raul Martinez, who's been the doorman at the Kentucky for 25 years. Before, we had to turn people away. We were so full. $10 or $20 wouldn't get you in. Now, I wish we had customers. Martinez, without his usual electric personality, flashes a wan smile. Outside the tavern, federal police with ski masks and assault rifles patrol the streets. Inside, the white-jacketed, one-eyed bartender walks over to the jukebox and punches in a Sinatra tune. It's estimated that a fourth of the people have fled Juarez, which has been overrun by organized crime and logs a murder every 3 hours on average. The Kentucky Club estimates it's lost more than 75% of its clientele. But a few customers still straggle in to sit at the long, polished wood bar and order one of the potent margaritas. The Kentucky boasts visits by Marilyn Monroe, John Wayne, and the actor Ronald Reagan, among others. Those glamorous days are long gone. Like many businesses in drug war-torn Juarez, Raul the doorman says the Kentucky has to pay a quota, or extortion, to local thugs just to keep the doors open. In a way, I feel calm because we pay the quota not to have problems, he says. Many businesses have been burned and shot up, but here they protect us and the customer because we pay. The Rio Grande flows serenely past Juarez toward the Gulf, indifferent to the revolutions and banditry and mayhem that periodically break out along its winding course. Hundreds of miles downstream, the Mexican city of Ciudad Acuña sits across the river from Del Rio, Texas. In the incandescent August heat, a forlorn cab driver sits in the shade waiting for a fare.
Look in the street, nothing. No business, no nothing.
His taxi is parked in front of what used to be the most popular bar and restaurant in town, Mrs. Crosby's, also founded in the 1920s. There's no one inside Mrs. Crosby's to enjoy the cool darkness or the sad ranchero. Acuña is not a war zone like Juarez, but it's not the sleepy town that it used to be. In May, after a state police commander was murdered, reportedly by a mafia hitman, the Del Rio police chief urged people to stay out of Mexico. They have. Crosby's co-owner, Gabriel Ramos, says he can't go on indefinitely paying his 22 employees out of his pocket.
We have 87 years here. And it's never happened like something like this. You can see this.
There's no one in here but me.
No one but you. Yeah.
How long can you survive?
I don't know. I think one more month, 2 more months, no more.
Mrs. Crosby's is like a museum. The place still has the original floor tile and bar stools. The walls are hung with pictures of Mexican revolutionaries, bullfighters, and its namesake, Mrs. Garza Crosby. George Strait even mentioned the establishment in a song.
In a bar in Acuña called Mo Crosby's.
In truth, border tourism has suffered even before the cartel war exploded. Post 9/11 security slowed traffic on international bridges. Then there was the swine flu outbreak and the Great Recession. Border businesses like dental offices and curio shops have been struggling. But these historic cantinas are irreplaceable, says Tom Miller, a Tucson-based author and longtime denizen of the border.
They're not a whole lot more than watering holes, but because of their longevity and because they're passed down generation to generation, they have become institutionalized. There's a certain aroma that's lost if these three bars die.
For one, it's already too late.
I'm standing in front of the famous Cadillac Bar that's been open in Nuevo Laredo since 1926. And the sign taped on the door says, the Cadillac Bar informs you that As of the 1st of August, it is temporarily closed.
Nuevo Laredo, across from Laredo, Texas, has experienced a new spasm of violence between the Zetas and the Gulf Cartel. A few months ago, someone tossed a hand grenade into the U.S. consulate. A parking lot attendant on the corner says he'll be surprised if the Cadillac reopens. He declares, there's no future now. John Burnett, NPR News.
But everything's gone straight to hell since Sinatra played Juarez. You could get a cheap divorce, get your Pontiac tucked in.